Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I got to ask a question real quick. You know, I was thinking about this today. I'll tie this in a little bit to the show, but have you ever had to miss a child's sports event, football or baseball or maybe a soccer game, just because you had to finish a project at work? That took priority, didn't it? Or maybe you had to miss, I don't know, your daughter or granddaughter had a recital because the boss said, you know what, I kind of need you to stay late today. We got to get this done. You know, maybe none of the above. Maybe you just simply felt enough pressure to be present a little longer at the desk or a home office base these days. Maybe just appear online since, hey, everybody else is and you don't want to look bad and you don't want to risk your job. You know, maybe you've been unable to visit a loved one that was ailing in health. Or perhaps go to the birth of a child because the boss said no. That sounds unlikely. Look, I'm coming to you right now from Tennessee. I'll tell you how we got here, especially if you're new to the program. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have a number of national free workshop presenters. And there's one here in the area. He and his wife live here in the area now. And they joined Lifestyles Unlimited years ago for that very reason. His wife was due to give birth to one of their children. And I don't remember the full story. You can probably hear it from him if you go to one of those financial freedom seminars. But ultimately, that was the decision point for him. He made the decision to take action and to change the trajectory of his life. He worked for a law firm. They had some big project they were working on. No, we cannot let you go to the birth of your child. When I heard that story, that was shocking to me. I personally have not experienced anything to that level. Now, we've had the, yes, stay late. Hey, yes, I'm sorry if you're going to miss that event. That's extreme. That's extreme to me. And again, his name's Lee. He's here in Tennessee, where I am at the moment. And that was a big kick in the pants for him. It drove his decision to really make a change. And make a change he did. And now he's out there helping others make changes. I'll tell you a little bit about that as well. But for our part, if you're new to the program, I'm a Dallas-Fort Worth investor. I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since March of 2012. My wife and I joined back then, went to a free workshop. Saw what the model was, got a little bit of background into real estate investing at the presentation because we had no experience, and then went to that two-day financial freedom seminar. Now, this was in Dallas. This was taught by a gentleman named Del Walmsley. If you're new to the program, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited over 30 years ago, and Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring organization. We help you build your financial freedom through real estate investing so that you don't have to miss events like that child's soccer game or that child's birth. Yeah, to put it that way. So my wife and I were from Dallas-Fort Worth, but we've been traveling. We've been traveling for many weeks now. We're in what I call the RV bunker. We normally store this out in East Texas. We saddled it up weeks ago, and we headed farther east. We left Texas, made it to the East Coast to Maryland. I have relatives there, and a big point of our travels was to visit a sick relative. You know, if a boss had come to me and said, no, you can't, I need you here, I would say, I'm sorry, but I have to go. Because we have that financial freedom, we have that ability to move if we need to go. And as I was out and about, you know, we've been managing our portfolio of single family houses from the road. That's the path we've taken initially, my wife and I, as investors, was investing in single family houses, rental houses, to create our passive income. But I was talking with a contractor. We had a small project for him in our absence, and he said to me, I told him where we were and why we were there, and he said, Andy, isn't the flexibility that you have now as an investor just a wonderful thing? I said, it absolutely is. And flexibility is what I want to get into today. What you as a real estate investor create is flexibility, options. And we'll talk about how you do that. Now, speaking of flexibility, this is one of the reasons I love RV travel. You know, when we left Maryland after visiting my ailing cousin, we didn't have a next destination. We had the flexibility to choose where we want to go. And when you become a real estate investor, you have that freedom of path as well. Now, where am I now? I already mentioned Tennessee. Specifically, we're in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where the Smoky Mountains National Park is. In fact, the park I'm at right now is right adjacent to the park. I take two steps out of my door and I'm in the national park, exploring, dodging bears, looking for deer, chipmunks, all that fun stuff. So showing our son around, it's been a blast. But flexibility, it comes down to creating those options and really taking control of your life. You buy back your time by following the roadmap that I have followed personally, and countless other members, Lee, the presenter here in Tennessee as well, have followed in order to do that very thing, buy back their time. We're going to talk about how we do that on today's show. And ultimately, you create that flexibility in your life to then allow you to do those things that you want to do when you want to do them. So you are not dependent any longer on that boss, on that job, which is paying you what we call W-2 income, right? That's that earned income. You're no longer reliant on that. So you make the decisions. You have your time back. And a big, big component, I think, certainly for what I'm doing today, is technology. It's a huge component these days, and I'm going to talk about how that plays in as well to allowing you to invest more flexibly. You're not bound to your local market. Another moniker, another thing we say at Lifestyles Unlimited is live where you want and invest where it makes sense. So if you're on one of the more expensive coasts where investing in real estate maybe does not make sense, you need to go somewhere else. Technology's huge. Technology's huge for that. So the big question then is, how do we, if you're new to the program, you're scratching your head thinking, buy back our time. How do we do that? What does that look like? So how do we do that? Well, real estate is the big piece. You may be working right now, putting money into a 401k, an IRA. That is not going to help you buy back your time. You're throwing that money down a hole. Government says you cannot touch that without a penalty until you're a certain age. If you're my age, you can't touch that yet. If you're even younger, you can't touch that yet. If you're a little bit older, you can't touch that yet. So you haven't bought back your time by committing those funds to those retirement accounts. Real estate, by comparison, you maintain the control. There is no penalty. So we'll talk about how we buy back our time through real estate investing when we come back. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I thank you for listening today, and I'm happy to tell you I am coming from a very, very beautiful location right on the edge of the Smoky Mountains in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We spent the past couple of days exploring the Gatlinburg Kitch, I guess is the word. Very interesting place, and got plenty of hiking done as well. So I hiked up the mountain to a waterfall with my four-year-old. He had just a blast, and they're out exploring today. It's a little bit rainy, so we'll see how the hiking goes after the program today. But hey, we have raincoats, we're prepared, and we're talking today about flexibility. You know, I've seen it before in friends where they've had some event they've wanted to go to. I've got a good buddy, his daughter, you know, has a recital, can't go because he's got to work. Very important to him. Boss says, no, we need to finish this project. This is more important. That's what they're telling you. This is more important than your family life, than your little daughter. Or in the case of one of our National Financial Freedom Seminar presenters, Lee, right here in Tennessee. Before he moved to Tennessee, he was up in New York at a big law firm. They said, no, your child's being born. We need you here. We need to finish this document, whatever it was they're working on. You need to hear his story. He can present it best. That was an eye-opener for him. I cannot attend the birth of my child because I have to be here to work? That's an extreme decision. And he made a decision, a very good decision, and that was to become a real estate investor. He found Lifestyles Unlimited and began investing. And now he's created his financial freedom, and he's giving back as a presenter at one of those financial freedom seminars. What is that, by the way? Commonly we call that our two-day. Well, it goes over 2 days. Actually, you can do this online now. We'll talk about the technology component and how that can help your flexibility and your financial freedom later, but you can do that online instead of over 2 days, over four. A little more palatable, maybe a little more bite-sized for you. But ultimately, that two-day seminar is 8 hours in the first portion devoted to single-family investing, and 8 hours in the second portion devoted to multifamily apartment investing. So how do we buy back our time? How do we get to that flexibility? We do that through real estate investing, by investing in residential real estate, those two platforms, either single family or multifamily. Maybe you do both. I'm doing both. You can too. And the reason we do that is to create cash flow. We want to build passive income that is produced by those real estate investments so that we can buy back that time. How does that work? Well, if I put enough of a portfolio of, let's just say, single family houses, I'm again based out of Texas, where we've done our single family investing to date, and on average, our houses there in any of the markets average about $400 a month in net cash flow. That's what I'm keeping at the end of the day. So if I have monthly expenses as a family of $4,000, what do I need to do? I need to buy 10 houses. That's going to put $4,000 in my pocket. Therefore, I'm now meeting those expenses with my passive income, with that cash flow. I'm no longer dependent on that job, that W-2 income, to fund my lifestyle. That is financially free. Of course, you can go a step farther. Maybe you earn more than you have in terms of expenses. Maybe your income's higher. Maybe you're a very high earner. You can meet that income. You can exceed that income in passive income. We call that real estate retired. You can quit your job. You don't need it any longer. Of course, a lot of members and investors at Lifestyles Unlimited continue to do both because they love what they do in terms of that earned income, and they love that cash flow from that real estate investing. Now they got double the money coming in. How would that do for you? And if you ever need to take that day off and the boss tells you no, guess what? You're ready to go. You can just take a walk. So you want to carry enough cash flow to match your expenses, to meet those monthly expenses, and even better, go a step farther to meet or exceed your income. And we do that, again, by investing in single-family houses. I gave you an example there. Or apartments. Cash flow is what we're seeking to get to that financial freedom. Now, there are other benefits to real estate investing, and that's what makes real estate a far better platform than, as I mentioned a moment ago in the first segment, your 401k or your IRA. All you're doing there, that's just a glorified savings plan. You're packing that money, parking it to the side, hoping you build a big enough mound that when you do finally retire, you do not outlive that mound as you start to draw it down, right? You're required to take certain levels of distributions every year when you meet a certain age. And you just hope you don't outlive your money. It's a common fear. I had a guest on earlier today, a gentleman out of Atlanta, Georgia, and he spoke of that very concern. Outliving those savings after retirement, really not seeing an end in sight for retirement. That's the problem with that IRA. That's the problem with that 401k. That's the problem with any sort of fixed thing like gold. You know, it's not paying you any money. It's not paying you any cash flow. So added benefits, though, on top of the cash flow that we get with our real estate investing is ultimately, and these in effect drive the potential for even more cash flow. Right? We make money five ways with our houses, for example. We talked about the cash flow. We also have something called equity capture. When we buy right and we buy at a discount, typically we're buying houses that need some level of work. We go in and fix them up. We get the work done for a good price because we have connections. We have our network. And at the end of the day, we've got an extra bit of equity that we call equity capture that we basically created out of thin air by virtue of the process. Now that's sitting with that property, and it's not, we haven't tapped into it until we later sell the property or maybe do a cash out refi. But equity capture is extremely important. That drives wealth building. Now we're not flipping these houses. We're not fixing them up, getting that value, creating that value out of air, and then selling them. That equates to another job. As soon as you start flipping, you got to keep finding the next house. Keep looking, keep hunting, keep looking, keep hunting. That is by definition a job. You're continually having to work and find the next one and so on. So instead, we sit on those houses for a while. We find a renter. These are rental properties. Put a lease into place, get a good family in there, good renter, and over time, we have equity buildup because they're paying the rent every month. We're paying down the mortgage. They're paying down the mortgage for us. And as part of that mortgage payment, we're paying down a portion of the principal. That is equity buildup. It's a small amount every month, $150, $200 perhaps, but it amasses over time. And alongside that equity buildup, we've seen, and you've seen this massively lately, appreciation in the market. Typically, real estate doubles in value every 20 years. It might be going even faster right now. Just general market appreciation. Now, if you're investing in apartments, you enjoy those as well. But on top of that, we have other levers we can pull because apartments are valued differently than houses. We go in and we improve the cash flow either by taking revenues up, rents, and adding pet fees, rubbing back or prorating and recharging utilities, say for example, in an all bills paid apartment. Or we go in and reduce the expenses. The gentleman earlier, Kevin in Atlanta, he said they went in and they put low flow water appliances or fixtures into place. If that's an all bills paid apartment or unit, well, now you have less expense there on the utility side. So we go in and we reduce those expenses. Bottom line is our cash flow goes up, and apartments are valued as a business. They're valued based on that net operating income. Let's just call it cash flow. And on that basis, we forced appreciation. Sure, the market's appreciating alongside us, which is great, but we've also gone in and really just pushed that appreciation up. We've forced that appreciation. Those four things, equity capture, equity buildup, appreciation, and forced appreciation, those then translate into more cash flow. How? Well, we've sat on that apartment complex or those houses for a period of time. Now we either do a cash out refi and get that equity out, or we sell them and go buy more. And that becomes more cash flow. And the process, very repeatable process, starts all over again. And we're going to start all over again here in just a moment when we come back from this break. So stay tuned.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions today, the number here is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. askandy@luinc.com. And the big idea for me today is flexibility. In part, again, because my trip east, you know, my wife and I, we bought the RV pre-pandemic, very, very end of 2019, with the intent to travel with our son. And we had a very important occasion to take that very RV, which I'm in right now, east, because I have an ailing cousin. Don't know how long she'll be with us. We wanted to visit and see her. It's been a while. East Coast family, very extended, distant. And we took advantage of that. We have that flexibility. I think about friends of mine that don't have that flexibility, that miss out on things and miss out on life, really, because they are tied to a job. They are dependent on that job. And if that's you, I would like to see you break that dependence, break those chains, get out of that job, and you will do that by creating passive income so that you're not dependent on earned income. There's the difference. Earned income, you're having to do something. You are earning it. Flipping a house, that is earned income. You are taxed on earned income rates. Passive income, by comparison, you get it built, you get it set up, and it's passive. So you can be out on the road as I am now. So as so many investors are doing at Lifestyles Unlimited, you sit back and you enjoy your life. You do what you want to do. You've bought back your time. Why real estate? When we talked about IRAs, 401k, the traditional notion of saving, that's what you want to build in order to get to your retirement in your golden years. I don't want to wait until I'm that old. I may not make it to that old. Both of my parents passed away in at 60. So if I'm looking at that timeline, I don't have that many more years to go. So I want to enjoy it now, especially with my four-year-old. So what's the case for you? And what's holding you back? Is it a lack of knowledge? Is it a lack of money? These are all hurdles that we can address. And that's the great thing about a mentor. They can sit down and they can see things that maybe you don't see because they've worked with so many members. They're able to really take things under a microscope with you and point out some things that you may not have noticed. You know, when we started 9 and a half years ago in early 2012, my wife and I, we did that very thing. We sat down with a mentor at Lifestyles Unlimited and we explored, do we want to go the single family route? Do we want to go the multifamily route? And based on our circumstances, we went single family. Now, years later, we were comfortable with our portfolio. We want to shift gears. We want to get into multifamily. We had that conversation again with a multifamily mentor, and they pointed out things that we hadn't thought about, looking at our personal financial statement. You should have one as well if you're not sure how to build that. We have a few shows on that very topic. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and find our archived shows there. There's a search bar at the bottom of the website. You might type PFS or personal financial statement and see what comes up. But being in tune with that is helpful. It's a benchmark, and you want to really build that. And again, real estate does that for us, both from the cash flow perspective. Again, that's what we want to build, that passive income to replace that earned income so that we can do those things that we want to do, attend those events with our children or our grandchildren, see those distant relatives, work with our community, whatever it is you want to do, you can do it because now you have bought back your time with that cash flow. But on top of that, and we talked about this in the prior segment, there are other benefits with real estate investing. You just don't see this variety of wealth building impact in other places. You've got your equity capture. When you buy right, you have equity buildup. That's the mortgage pay down. Every month, your residents are paying down that mortgage for you. That principal payment, that it's in there, and you're going to see that build up over time, just like appreciation and forced appreciation. There are tax advantages as well. You just don't see the wealth of money-making ability in other platforms. Now, you may be sitting back and thinking, real estate. Andy, you're in an RV. You're in an RV park. What about that? Hey, what about self-storage? I get that question from time to time. What about retail? Here's what I have to fall back when I get those questions. If you just take a step back and think about it, if you're familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we as people, we have certain needs. And yes, as much as I enjoy living and traveling in this RV right now, is that a need? Absolutely not. What do I need? I need food. I need to be able to feed my child. You know, I need air. I need water. I need shelter over my head. It's raining here right now. I need shelter over my head. That is part of Maslow. It's at the top of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Traveling for fun is not part of that. Storing all my junk in a self-storage unit is not necessarily part of that. Retail. So from that perspective, we really want to address the fundamental needs. If you can get involved in something that has to do with food, that's important. It has to do with shelter. That's what we're talking about here, real estate investing. That's where you're really going to have a fundamental basis. That's why we have been investing in real estate, in single family, multifamily, as members at Lifestyles Unlimited for over 30 years. Del Walmsley is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. He began 30 plus years ago, put Lifestyles Unlimited together. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary last year. And that's an organization with staying power that points as well to that, I guess, that underlying fundamental nature of real estate as meeting those needs that are out there. Now, it's interesting though. So we've bought back our time. How do we get there? We talked about that with real estate. The other angle I want to take with you today is the technology side of things, because the world has changed since Dell founded Lifestyles Unlimited 30 years ago. The level of technology that we have is just amazing. I mean, I'm broadcasting to you live from what I call the RV bunker. We are still operating our single family portfolio from the RV bunker. We are looking for more single family investments, getting into apartment deals from the RV bunker. That is all driven by technology. We are essentially what's called location independent at this point. Now, interesting aside to you, if you're any bit familiar with the broader RV community, that location independence, that's a lifestyle that's very broadly discussed. But I find that a lot of the members in that community, what they're doing is they're out there still creating jobs. They're remote jobs, but they're still W-2. It's still earned income. It's a good first step from my perspective, if you can do it at the foot of the Smoky Mountains, but they're still not financially free. They're still dependent on their time, those locationally independent folks. But if they could learn to build financial freedom through passive cash flow, then they will be there. Then they don't have to be on that conference call from their RV when they could be out hiking in the Smoky Mountains. So technology is amazing, and it's really helped us. Again, it's enabling me to do what I do right now, coming to you live from Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Now, how does technology help you, especially with this remote notion? Again, Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group. Now, when I started in early 2012, my wife and I, we went to a free workshop. We went to the offices in Dallas-Fort Worth. We sat down with a group of other attendees. A gentleman, Al was his name, he stood at the front of the class, and he talked for about 90 minutes and told us what Lifestyles was, talked about the five ways that I just described to you that we make money, six with apartments, got into some of the mindset, gave some concrete numbers, concrete case studies around single-family and multifamily investing so that we could understand that. But we did that in person. Now, fast forward, for us anyhow, 7, 8, 9 years, and the pandemic has changed a lot. We had already built out a considerable online presence, digital presence as an organization, but now you benefit. You can do everything you need to do online from an education perspective. So that free workshop that I attended in person nine or so years ago, you can do that right now online. I'm going to tell you where to go. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a little button on the top, yellow button. Click on that to register for the free workshop. We have those coming up pretty much every other day, different times of the day. I'm looking at the website right here. I got some in the evening, have some over the lunch hour. So find the time that works for you. And if you're not familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited or you're not familiar with real estate investing, that is the place to start. And take advantage of the fact that technology has now enabled us to bring that to you remote. Do that from the comfort of your home. Sneak out over lunch if you're in the office during the day and go to one of those lunchtime seminars. So that's the free workshop. Now we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I mentioned Lee, who's here in Tennessee. He's one of our free workshop presenters. I want to tell you a little bit more about that and how you can learn more about the 2-day financial freedom seminar, because we're doing those virtually and online as well. And then we'll talk a little bit more about technology and how you can lever that to become a better investor. Stay tuned.
Challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, coming to you live from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, right at the base of the Smoky Mountains. Literally a stone's throw. I walk out my door, walk two steps, I'm in the national park. I just got a new neighbor, a guy in what's called the Class A, one of those gigantic buses. Very, very nice looking rig pulled up next to me. So, hey, after the show here in a few minutes, I'll go out there, see who he is. What's his story? And what's your story? Are you still working? Are you still tied to the desk, tied to that job, looking for a way to buy your time back, to create the flexibility that we've been talking about on today's show? If that is you, if that's something you want to learn about, creating passive income through residential real estate. In the prior segment, I mentioned our free workshop. It's a good place to start if you're just totally unsure about real estate investing, about Lifestyles Unlimited. What is that? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, register for the free workshop to learn more. And that's done virtually. You could do that from the comfort of your home. I sat in on one of those just a few weeks ago, actually from the RV. I don't remember where we were now, but I watched David Ruzicka give that presentation, and it's very compelling. You'll come away hopefully with a bit of a mindset change and hopefully able to kick things into gear. And by the way, it's first couple of days of October. We have a quarter left in the year. This is a real good time to put things into high gear and to get moving. Put some things into place for 2022 so that you can hit the ground running then as well. Don't wait until 2022. You need to start now. Start putting things into place. And that starts with education. Again, I think that free workshop is a good place to go. Now, if you've been listening for a longer period of time, maybe you're comfortable with the notion of real estate investing, but not sure where to start, not sure single family or multifamily. That's where I would tell you to go to our Financial Freedom Program seminar. That's the 2-day seminar that I mentioned. And that's where you get into the meat and the potatoes of single family investing or multifamily investing. I had a multifamily investor, a lead investor, in fact, on an earlier program today, a guy named Kevin. And you want to check out that show. It'll be archived at our website. Again, that's lifestylesunlimited.com. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. He put things very, very well. And he talked about when he went to the two-day, he came away from the first day, which is where we talk about single-family investing, and he was going to be the single-family investor of the year until he went to day two. And then he said, aha. We all have our aha moments at the two-day seminar, but he said, aha, no, this is the way I'm going to go. And that's the way he has gone. He's now a lead investor in Atlanta. So good show, good interview. Go give that a listen again at lifestylesunlimited.com. But he mentioned a two-day seminar, and I think that's a good place to go if you have an idea already to learn more about those two different paths. Again, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and explore there to learn more about that two-day seminar or financial freedom seminar. And again, the gentleman here in Tennessee, Lee, I happen to go to, I like to go to these from time to time. The markets change, things shift. There's always something that I take away from these events, and I attended the four-day equivalent. It's done in the evenings, more amenable to my schedule now that I have a four-year-old, and Lee was the presenter, and he talked very much about what we're talking about today, being told by the boss, no, you cannot go to the birth of your child. That just boggles my mind. It's very, very frustrating that sort of thing goes on today in our nation. I mean, if that's you, if you've run into that, even if it's something of smaller scale, going to your son's basketball or baseball game, you need to do something about that, and that's really creating that passive income, buying back your time. Now, from an educational perspective, here again, going back to technology, because that really enables us to do things in an entirely different fashion than we may have a decade ago or two decades ago. Even when I started 9 years ago, the online education platform is tremendous. So if you go to the two-day and you come away saying, like Kevin did, I'm going to be that superstar single-family investor of the year, and you stick with it, which my wife and I did, the single-family training online is phenomenal. I've been looking through that. There's everything you need to continue down that path after you've gone to the two-day seminar to educate yourself. And you can do that from the comfort of your home. You can do that online. Now, if you're in an area where we have get-togethers, it's good to get out and meet people, of course, but the online component driven by technology is just phenomenal. Same thing for the multifamily side of things. If you decide, hey, I've gone to the second day of the two-day, and that multifamily light bulb is going off just like it did for Kevin, oh, you have everything you need online as well. In fact, my wife and I, since we've decided to shift gears from single-family, not exclusively, we're still in that market as well, but to add to it the multifamily side, we've gone through the entire multifamily training online, and you can do that from an RV like we are right now. Gone through the core curriculum, which tells you everything about, gets into the details. I mean, they're really nitty-gritty about buying an apartment community. If you want to be in what we call an IRO, an independent rental owner, somebody that buys a small multifamily themselves without investors, you just take it down yourself. Everything you need is there. Now, if you say, I don't know if I want to do that, I'm not sure about the control or whatever may be holding you back, maybe passive investing is the better way to go. Now, Kevin, in his example, he went the passive route first, tried that out, and realized along the way, as part of his progression, hey, I think I want to be a lead. I want to do the lead investing, and that's a syndicator. We call them leads at Lifestyles Unlimited. They're the ones that are the project managers for an apartment community. They target it. They find it. And then together with you, you pull your funds in order to take down this multi-million dollar asset. Now, if you may not have realized that you and I can be involved in apartments as investors, it is possible. I didn't know that 9 years ago either. But here we are doing that very thing. And Kevin realized that as part of his progression. But maybe you just say, hey, I want to be a passive investor. Going back to the education, and again, the technology tied to that, we are now what's called certified passive investor. Passive investors, we've gone through a whole curriculum of courses. I forget how many now, 18 or 20. I mean, these are college level courses, and you go through this and you come away a very much informed and sophisticated, very important term there, sophisticated investor when you are what we call a certified passive investor. And of course, those lead investors, when they're looking to bring people into their investments, they know you, they've talked with you, you have some interaction with them, some relationship, but they also see that you are a certified passive investor. They know that you have the education, you have the ability to look at their marketing materials, their private placement memorandum, and be a sophisticated investor to know what you're getting into before you pull the trigger. These are all great ways, great things that you can do online to further your education. It starts with that free workshop, if you're not familiar with any of this at all, to become educated, like I said, about Lifestyles Unlimited, to get a little more into detail around the five or six ways that we make money as investors in real estate, and to help you with your mindset. And then, like I said, beyond that, begin to explore that deeper education. Two-day seminar. Interesting, I was just looking at the calendar here for October. Got a lot coming up. A number of road trips if you're in certain areas. We've got the two-day financial freedom seminar, in fact, going on right now in Houston in person. You can do that virtually as well. If you're interested in doing that in the evening, like I most recently did, they break that into four parts. So instead of 2 days, it's 4 days in the evening. You can do that after work, and that's done virtually as well. And Lee, here, investor in Tennessee, he's one of the instructors for that program. Hear his story. Just hinted at a little bit of that. The technology really, really helps us to get that education, number one, but then to go even further. The technology, if I think about it from a deal sourcing perspective, again, here I've been on the road for close to a month now. We've gotten into some deals. We've looked at a single family deal, so we've passed on a few. Lifestyles Unlimited has a national scope now. That's something important that you need to understand. That helps, again, casting a broader net when it comes time to finding those deals. But it's not just the Lifestyles infrastructure. Again, that membership base is very, very large, very, very wide, 50,000 members deep. And that's extremely important. Looking again at the calendar here, I see that we've got virtual meetups coming up. We have ambassadors around the country that are in each of the states. And these are volunteers. These are people that have followed the Lifestyles map, created that financial freedom that we're talking about, and they want to give back, and they want to promote real estate investing in their market. They do that as ambassadors, and you can go to those meetups virtually as well. I've been to a number of those to learn about other markets. Great opportunity. Diversity of markets. Technology has allowed me to no longer just be investing in my local Dallas market. I can be investing down the road in Houston or San Antonio, single family or multifamily, or even better now, in Atlanta, Georgia, with Kevin, who was on the program earlier. If you check out our radio shows in the archives, you'll hear interviews with other national lead investors that are out there doing good deals. And that diversity of markets, that enables you to go farther. And it's very easy to get to know these investors in other states by way of the virtual meetups that I'm seeing here online as well. A ton of opportunity for you out there, thanks to the technology. And that's what I want to bring home to you today as well. You need to buy back your time. You need to create the flexibility that you need in your life to be able to go to those events with your kids, with your family, visit those relatives on the coast, in my case, so that you can do what you want to do, when you want to do it, essentially. It starts with investing passively in single family, multifamily, creating the cash flow so that you meet your expenses, exceed those expenses, meet your income, exceed that income, become real estate retired, and then you'll start to give back. You may one day be one of those presenters at the free workshop. And again, go to lifestylesunlimited.com to register for the free workshop if you're totally new or haven't been listening for a while, or go to lifestylesunlimited.com and learn more about the 2-day financial freedom seminar. Listen to a guy like Lee, hear his story, and see how he turned that situation around and into a very big success and is now giving back himself. And all done online, virtually, thanks to technology. I love it. Allowing me to come to you again today from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, at the base of the Smoky Mountains. Hey, I think that says it right there. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.